Chapter 6, A Pony. The next day, Fauntleroy woke up in his new bedroom. He learned that he had three rooms in the castle. He had three rooms for himself. After Fauntleroy ate breakfast, he looked in his rooms. One of them was filled with toys. They were all new toys. Anything and everything a boy could want was in the room. He had never seen so many wonderful things. Fauntleroy thanked his grandpa for everything. He believed his grandpa to be the kindest man he knew, and he wanted to grow up to be just like him. The day after that, Fauntleroy got another gift. It was something he never imagined that he would have. It was a pony. Fauntleroy had never ridden one, but he quickly learned how. From that day on, he rode his pony every day. One day, as he was riding, he saw a boy walking home from school. The boy couldn't walk well, and Fauntleroy felt sorry for him.
"Hello,"
Fauntleroy said.
"Does your leg hurt?"
"Not too bad," said the boy.
"Would you like to ride my pony?"
Fauntleroy asked.
"I've never ridden a pony before," said the boy.
"Ah, you must try it. You must."
So Fauntleroy got off his pony and let the boy ride it all the way to the boy's house. Later, he gave the boy some crutches from the Earl. This is how most things went. Fauntleroy never learned the true character of the Earl. He never learned that the Earl didn't care about people. He always believed that the Earl cared. Because of the boy's belief in the Earl slowly changed. He was proud of little Lord Fauntleroy, and his cold heart slowly warmed.